Vintage Vignette, brought to you by Cortez Island Museum and Archives and Cortez Community Radio.
Ruth Zwickel recorded these memories that came from her close friendship with Mabel Christensen, granddaughter of the infamous Granny Haig.
In 1894, with five small girls in tow, Lydia Haig came to visit her brother, Horace Hay, who was living in a homestead at the entrance of Manson's Lagoon. Lydia was a go-getter who decided to apply for a preemption, a crown land grant for a homestead on a quarter section of land east of Manson's Lagoon. At that time, a woman could not be granted a preemption, so she applied for it in the name of her husband, Henry Haig. Henry Haig was known to be great with children, but not very practical in other ways. He apparently had a little hideaway on the lagoon where there was a spot for meditating and staying out of his wife's way. During her time on Cortez, this remarkable woman accomplished a great deal. Granny Haig and her brother built the original Haig house, but didn't finish it. When Mabel came to visit in the summer with her aunt, they were handed scissors and charged with cutting back the roses that grew in through the cracks in the wall. It was a well-ventilated house. Granny Haig and her son-in-law, Delmark, planted the orchards on the Haig property and what is now Andy and Sue Ellingson's farm. The duo also set up a clam cannery at the turn of the century. They dug clams with Granny's five daughters. Granny Haig and Delmark cleaned and canned the clams and sent them out on the Union steamships. Granny Haig grew potatoes in the land beside the road, which is now the swamp near the motel. She harvested and bagged the potatoes, hauled them to the dock, and shipped them for sale in Vancouver. Lydia Haig was also a midwife. Her daughter, Etta's first birth at the age of 19, was a difficult and traumatic event. Etta died during labor, but Granny Haig was able to save her baby. They named the little girl Davetta, and Lydia raised her as her own. Tragically, Davetta died when she was 19, the same age as when her young mother had died in birth.
This vintage vignette was brought to you by Cortez Community Radio and by Cortez Island Museum and Archives. If you'd like to sponsor a vintage vignette, please contact the radio at cortezradio@gmail.com or the museum at 250-935-6340.